Welcome to Dish Nation. Hey. Yeah, we have all the celebrity and entertainment news you want to know about. Let's check in with Chewy and our Atlanta Peaches, Brat and Porsche.
See,
Head Crack and Gary are out today, but I promise we're still going to have a good time.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to dish the deets on Ryan Seacrest's quarantine breakup and rebound. Mm-hmm. And it looks like Dr. Dre's heading to divorce court. Yes, we'll spill the tea on that drama. Also, our friend Andrew Freund sits down with the cast of the stage musical Hamilton, which has now become a film. But before we get to all that goodness, Heidi, what you got?
Oh, boy, it's time for another Cardi controversy.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
This is a juicy story. Cardi B recently had to clap back at a Twitter troll, haven't we all? After being called homophobic and transphobic, a fan tweeted about Cardi being mentioned during a scene in the new Hulu series Love, Victor, which is about a gay teenager, and out of nowhere, a troll replied to the tweet and said, quote, "That's crazy considering the woman is homophobic and transphobic." Oh, no, you didn't.
Uh-oh,
oh, no, no.
Don't come for Cardi.
Where did they get that idea?
Oh, no. Cardi B saw this tweet and fired up her Twitter fingers. She was upset.
Her Twitter nails. I don't think her fingers
right,
could actually
tie. Exactly. She tweeted, "How the am I homophobic or transphobic? Have you been to the Caribbean island where you really see homophobia? Have you dealt with a parent that can't accept you for your sexuality? I said some ignorant things before that I apologize for. Educated myself on it. Don't mean I'm homophobic." Keep in mind, Cardi B has come out as bisexual.
She has?
Cardi B also has a lesbian sister.
Mm. One of her cousins came out, and she talked about, like, how difficult it was for them to come out being in the Dominican culture. Now, right. Chewy, you're Dominican. Is this true? Is this truth to that?
This kind of thinking, you know, runs rampant in the Caribbean culture and Latin culture. You know, they're hyper-religious. And it's not also hyper religious, but you know, you have toxic masculinity and machismo. That's just a mix, and that's just a breeding ground for this kind of hate.
And they don't have family to turn to.
And their family, a lot of times, are the first ones to turn their backs on them.
Right.
That just needs to stop. Like, damn. Like, let's go. It's 2020, people. Let's love each other, man.
All right, y'all. Makeup to Breakup is with Ryan Seacrest and his now ex-girlfriend once again, Shane and Taylor Duke. Lord. That's all they do. Get back together and break up again. Well, the couple called it quits for the third time. Ryan was spotted with his new boo laid out enjoying a wonderful vacation in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, honey. And sources are saying that Ryan and Shayna decided to separate from their romantic relationship amicably and that they're still basically friends. So they're cool, but they are not together in, like, girlfriend-boyfriend way.
That means they came to a settlement.
Lord.
It's confusing. I don't really know what's going on, but these pictures definitely show him with a whole nother chick.
This might be some random woman he met at the hotel.
It's not fair. He should have to deal with being in his bad relationship like anybody else during the pandemic. And you can't just go run around and go on a beach. Yeah, everybody else is stuck. You better sit your ass down, Ryan.
Okay, well, Anne Hathaway and her good friend Hugh Jackman sat down with Variety's Actor on Actor Conversations to talk about set life in Hollywood and how they got in a conversation about directors and strange set rules they have. Well, Anne revealed that Chris Nolan has a no chair rule. And here's why. Check this out.
Chris also doesn't allow chairs.
Doesn't he?
I've worked with him twice. Doesn't allow chairs. And his reasoning is if you have chairs, people will sit. And if they're sitting, they're not working. And he's right.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wow, no chairs, baby.
Okay.
Don't sit down.
Wow.
No sitting.
I don't want no chairs.
Y'all know what's crazy? In black families, we live this. Like, in the summertime, you better not have your ass sitting down nowhere because it makes your mom think that you're not doing anything. So if she sees you, you automatically just jump up and start getting busy doing something. So you better stay out of her eyesight.
Because there's always something to do.
Yes.
Have you ever been sitting on the couch, then your mom walks in, and all of a sudden you start pounding the cushions like you're puffing your mom?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, y'all, so we got to switch gears now. We want to keep up the Black Lives Matter conversation, and today we want to bring attention to the murder of Breonna Taylor, who was an EMT worker on the front line saving lives, y'all. Mm. She was just 26 years old, and she was fatally shot in her home by officers from Louisville Metro Police Department on
on March 13, 2020, while they were executing a no-knock warrant, okay? Rihanna lay sleeping in the bed with her boyfriend, who is a licensed gun owner. He drew his weapon and shot because he thought it was a break-in. Well, police shot back, firing more than 20 rounds, and 8 of them which struck Brianna. Now, the police targeted Brianna's home because they believed that she was involved with the narcotics case of a former boyfriend. But guess what? There were no drugs found in Brianna's home, okay? And not one police officer has been charged with the senseless murder of Brianna Taylor. Now, Portia, Malcolm X said the most disrespected person in America is the black woman. The most unprotected person in America is the black woman. The most neglected person in America is the black woman. Now, do we believe this case proves that quote to be true? Yes.
The answer is yes. And this has been happening with black African-American women from very long time ago, from slavery, using us, testing us, thinking we don't have a pain threshold and not using sedatives to us and just harming us, and that's how we're defined as strong, by being able to take things. And you know, it's cases like hers that happen and you don't hear anything about it. There is no justice whatsoever. They've actually even passed a law against no-knock warrants because of her case and hasn't even done anything in her case. So yes, we must protect the black woman. He said that then, and that still stands to be true, unfortunately, now.
I do want to say that you can call and tweet the governor and senators of Kentucky. The information's right there on the screen below. And demand justice for Brianna. And also remember to say her name, Brianna Taylor.
Absolutely.
Brianna Taylor.
Brianna Taylor.
Why do we live? I mean, it's hard to believe we live in a country where you have to demand justice.
I know.
I thought this was about justice. I thought living here, you were going to get justice.
When it comes to things and things dealing with people of color in this country, we have to demand it because it's not automatic for us.
You know, unconsciously, that was my white privilege talking to say, well, why do we have to demand justice? I guess for me, being a white guy, I assume that justice is going to happen. And that is white privilege speaking loud and clear right there. So, you know, I'm glad we have these conversations to open up like this because, yes, you do have to demand justice.
Absolutely. You can get pulled over by a cop, Frank, and you're just thinking, oh, man, I hope they don't take my weed tonight. But your black friends are going, I hope I don't die tonight.
Right.
It's so different. Right. You just never worried about that. I haven't either. I have not experienced that either.
Right.
So I guess how we can help is for all of us who had the white experience, to demand justice for everybody.
It's our job. It is our obligation.
Yeah.
Okay, coming up, seems like Dr. Dre didn't have a cure for his marriage, and it might cost him half. Damn, we'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So, I don't know if y'all heard about this yet, but it's been buzzing in the streets for a minute now. Dr. Dre's wife is ready to sign them papers. Reportedly, y'all, the music mogul and his wife, Nicole Young, of 24 years, are over. And she filed for divorce. She filed a paper citing irreconcilable differences as the reason for the split. And word is, they do not have a prenup, and she's seeking spousal support. And Dr. Dre, allegedly, y'all, is worth $800 million.
Woo! Good googly-moogly.
But y'all, it seemed like 2020 is the year of celebrity divorces. First, it was Kelly Clarkson who filed those divorce papers to end her marriage to husband Brandon Blackstock, and now Dr. Dre and his wife. Damn. Chewy, what you think about this breakup?
Yo, man, you know what? Sometimes breakups can be good. You know, they're going to find someone they're more compatible with. But damn, to share $800 million with somebody, it's crazy to me that kind of money still can't bring you happiness.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? $800 million should be able to find you a great therapist. Damn, they couldn't go on marriage boot camp.
Right.
They couldn't go on one of those shows and figure it out.
Well, I feel like they've been together 24 years. They don't have a prenup. He already knows what he was getting into because he was Dr. Dre when he met her. He was already on that path to be great. So he knew he ran the risk of giving her half, and at the end of the day, he's still gonna be left with $400 million. So it's not like, oh Lord, he in the doghouse ain't got nothing. They both are still gonna live a good life, and at this point, probably happier, because if they've been married 24 years and they getting divorced, this marriage probably was over, you know, like 10 years ago.
All and Portia, now that Dr. Dre is on the market, you think girls gonna be racing to get in his DMs and to get with him? Anybody in particular you see him dating?
When they heard anything about a divorce, girls was in them DMs. Yeah. Now, unfortunately for him, he is older. He probably don't know how to check the DMs.
Damn.
damn, Portia, you made a mention. Dr. Dre ain't checking no damn DMs. He waiting to meet somebody at a grocery store somewhere.
Wow. Okay. Yes. Well, it looks like Pretty Little Liars actress Shay Mitchell and her boyfriend, Matt Babel, have been talking to their 8-month-old daughter, Atlas, about the Black Lives Matter movement, even though she can't even talk yet. Now, Shay is of Filipino, Scottish, and Irish descent, and Matt is also of mixed heritage. And she told reporters she feels there's never an age where there's too young to have those discussions, regardless if she can answer back or not. And supposedly, she's translating these messages through books, and she's showing her daughter with pics of people that are different races and saying everyone should be treated equally. I love this.
Yeah.
Portia, you know, PJ is one now. Are you having these discussions about race already with the baby?
I think when you say discussions about race, it sounds so heavy for somebody who can't talk back and let you know that they understand. Right. You know, she watches television, and I definitely make sure that what she watches has representation of her and her Black beauty, you know, and the characters, etc., and show everybody sharing and being fair. Listen, racism is taught. It is taught from a very early age.
My mom always had discussions with me early on when I was like 7, 8 years old, when I could talk to her and ask her questions, you know, absolutely.
What'd she say?
And as I got older, she always just told me, you know, she's all, I was always a big kid. So I'm 6'4 now. She was always telling me, you know, you just have to navigate differently, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because there are forces out there that don't like us. You have to be a good person no matter what. How you're going to cut through all that hate. That's how you're going to be a better person, all right? Yes. She'd always tell me she kept it 100.
All right, y'all. Up next, Andrew Freund chats with Lin-Manuel Miranda and the rest of the cast from the stage production film Hamilton. Be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am super excited to be sitting down right now with the original Broadway cast of Hamilton, all in celebration of Hamilton streaming tomorrow only on Disney Plus.
$10, found a father without a father, got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter.
Now, I want to get inside your head for a second. Ooh, because I want to know when it's a show day, how are you prepping? At what point do they tell you that the Queen of England is in the audience and that you have to, I mean, just take me through your day on a show day.
My show days when I was doing the show in 2015, 2016 really revolved around my not even 1-year-old child who was still waking up 3 times a night. And I was changing diapers and nappies and tried to center my day around him. He's 5 now and may burst in at any moment. So forgive me if that happens.
Who was your favorite person you got to meet? Because I know it was like the Queen of England came and everyone was there. So who are your favorite people you got to meet?
President and the First Lady. You know, it was this show was always made with them in mind. How could it not?
And you're talking about President Obama, correct?
I'm talking about President Barack Hussein Obama.
And Michelle Obama.
And the First Lady Michelle Obama. That's who I'm talking about.
Jasmine?
Mine are the Obamas, Beyonce, and Prince. Those are my top 3. Hands down.
I don't know where you go from there, personally. I think you might as well retire, I guess.
Truly, tell me about it.
Like, truly, truly.
What are your freestyle rap tips for a nice Jewish kid from San Francisco? If you were going to advise me on how to freestyle rap, what are some of your tips?
Don't censor yourself in any way, shape, or form. You have to push past your discomfort levels. It really is about taking down sort of any internal filters and then putting on this filter that lets things rhyme if they rhyme. I used to do it for fun, and then when I started doing it in front of crowds with our friends and Freestyle Love Supreme, Chris Jackson had a great metaphor for it. It's tightrope walking. Like, you can't look down, you can only look across, and the wind will be different and the crowd will be different, but you just have to keep moving.
What does 2020 the musical look like in your brain? What is 2020 the musical?
I don't know how it ends. I don't even think we're in intermission yet.
oh my God. It would be so angry. It's like a lot, just a lot of angry rap songs about how nobody should be surprised that we have so far, that we have not come as far as we think we are. But since we're having the discussion right now, let's please actually have the discussion and not turn back from it. That's essentially what the thesis of the musical would be. But it would just be me shouting angry raps for 2 hours.
I'll pay to see it. I'll see it. I'll pay to see
it. I want to be in it. I want to be in it. I'm going to be David's angry translator.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. I've seen the musical. I was lucky enough to see it. You guys were incredible in it. So I'm appreciative that now everyone can see it.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Dish Nation. Well, y'all, they say we all have a twin somewhere, but could Carrie Underwood's be Reese Witherspoon? Take a look at a fan explain when she confused Reese for Carrie, y'all.
So I wait till she kind of goes back to her car so I can, like, ask her if it's her, not in front of everyone, to blow her cover. Then she's like, hey, oh, no, I'm not Carrie Underwood, but have a great day. And I was like, cool, have a great day. And I'm like, oh, that's totally her, and she's just lying. I go back, I think about it, I'm like, oh, my God, that's Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon took to Twitter and said, to the woman in the parking lot who just asked me if I was Carrie Underwood, you officially made my day. And then y'all, Carrie responded and said, your day? That lady just made my whole life. All right, everybody. How cute is this moment for all three women? What y'all think?
It's super cute. I mean, I guess I could see, but I guess I'm such a big fan of Reese Witherspoon. I could never mistake that jawline. Like, I know her jaw and her forehead anywhere.
You know what I thought this was? I thought this was like, you know what? If it was Carrie, she felt like, you know what? I don't feel like being bothered with nobody. I'm going to say, no, I'm not Carrie Underwood. Like, right. Sometimes I do that when I'm busy or I'm frustrated, I'm going through something, I'm in the store or something, and I'm like, somebody be like, oh my God, are you the friend? I'd be like, no, I'm sorry, I'm not.
Nah,
people always tell me that I'm not.
What about you, Portia? Did you ever, what about when people confused you for Basketball Wives cast member Jennifer Williams? Did that ever bug you?
Yo, that recently happened with E! News, and yeah, she was representing, so they just pulled a picture off my page and was like, oh, this is Portia. And but you always gotta have a black person or a white person or whatever it is, check the race pick and be like, okay, that is not that person.
Hello? Because she was rocking your brand, bitch. It's all good.
Exactly. She was rocking your stuff.
That's right. Looking bomb as hell, too. So, run with it. That's me. I'm Jennifer.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.